Thank you for pastors for welcoming me to minister God's word this morning.
好多謝大家俾我有機會能夠用神嘅話語嚟到見證佢嘅道。
Let me pray for us.
讓我哋一齊祈禱。
Abba Father and a great God, we thank you, Lord, that in this place, regardless of the language we speak, God, we long to and desire to hear from you. Thank you for your living word. Thank you, God, that you're going to minister to our hearts by Holy Spirit and speak to the needs of our hearts. May you, Lord, be glorified. May you speak what you want each one of us to hear. We lift up this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I have to remember that I need to give you Brother Rodney time to interpret.
Yeah.
I can trust you to make my sermon better when it gets to this side.
不只我牧師啦，相信我能夠翻譯到我自己都唔係好相信咁樣。
This year is our third year for returning back to Kenya, East Africa for a mission.
今年係第三年，我哋係去呢個Kenya嗰度係宣教，係翻翻嚟。
And I've been asked to share a little bit about what the Lord has done and what the Lord has shown us.
我係喺度咧，係想將神主藉著我哋嚟做咗咩事咧，向大家嚟到見證。
While I appreciate that and desire to do that, I think more importantly is I want to share the word that God has for us from His Word.
當我好想咁樣見證神嘅工作嘅時候咧，我亦都係好想藉著呢個機會嚟到藉著神嘅話語咧。
I promise I'll try to weave into today's message some of the examples and some of the things that God has demonstrated about His gracious work on the field. But today's message that I want to share with you really comes from my reflection as I've returned from Kenya. These are some of the things God is teaching me personally, speaking to me, my heart personally. Would you turn to the person beside you and tell them the Lord has a word of encouragement for you today? I know I'm making a very non-Cantonese here, but do interact with each other because I believe that God has a word of encouragement for you. So turn to a person beside you and tell them God has a word of encouragement for you today. Go ahead, don't be shy. We all need to anticipate the Lord's word. And I believe that God is going to speak today. As I think about the team that went out this year to East Africa, I think of the members that went with me. I'm so thankful for the team. These are young people, some of them not so young, but some of these wonderful brothers and sisters have willingly taken time off their work to go to a place that they're unfamiliar with. To enter into a cultural setting which is not their own. To place themselves in a geographical location that certainly has some risks and some dangers and some concerns in terms of security. And for them to be willing to do this, being ready to share the good news of Jesus Christ has touched their lives with other people. People whose backgrounds are so different from theirs. Worldviews are nothing like their own. I'm so thankful for them. What I realized was it took courage, godly courage, and faith for them to do this. I've come to realize in my own life that often when God calls me to something that He's burdened me with, When God, in my relationship with God, when He makes clear to me something that I must pursue, I've recognized that it has always required godly courage and faith. Some of you know my personal story. Called as a young man to serve the Lord. And for some years we did do that in pastoring and serving in West Africa. But there was a period of time when I turned my back on God. And when the Lord mercifully brought me back into relationship with Himself, He was making clear to me that, Victor, my calling for you is still for the church. My calling for you is still for the harvest in the mission field. And to be totally honest with you, I was very scared. I did not want to return into ministry. It required courage, it required faith. Saying yes to God requires that. So, when you recognize something that God has called you to, do you get overcome by fear and discouragement, or does God give you the courage you need to forge forward? What is courage anyway? A professor was giving an assignment to his students. He told his students they must turn in a 5-page paper, an essay. He said to his students, you must write a 5-page essay of the best example of courage. Think over your life and what have you witnessed as the best example of courage, and write it on a 5-page essay. There was one student who boldly turned in the 5 pages. He decided to turn in 5 pages that were totally blank. The professor gave him an A. Is that courage? Courage says Eddie Rickenbacker. He said, courage is doing what you are afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you are afraid. So whether it is a work situation that God has called you into for His glory, or whether it is a direction in life that He has burdened you to pursue, God wants to provide us the faith and courage that we need to serve Him and to obey Him. There are three things that I believe the Lord wants to say to me and to you this morning. There are three things He wants to tell us about Himself. If we come to understand these three truths about our God, and we hold firmly to these truths, I trust and believe that it will form that courage and faith that we need. That He will form within us the courage and faith that we need. If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter
31.
In Deuteronomy chapters 29 to 31, God is re-establishing with His people, the nation of Israel. That they are His people. God is establishing with them again, confirming again that He is their God. And as their God, He will lead them. This is what He's committed to. And as their God, He will show them what to do.
作为他们的神，神是一个会来到是给他们看他们需要做什么。
I'll ask Rodney to read the first two verses of chapter
31. 现在我们就读，让我们来到是宣读第一和第二节，三十一章第一和第二节。摩西去告诉以色列众人说，我现在120岁了，不能照常出入。耶和华也曾对我说，你必不得过这约旦河。
At this moment of Israel's history, we find that Israel is on the eve of entering the promised land.
在以色列这段历史里面，他们将会进入神。
They have been wandering in the desert for so many years.
他们已经在沙漠那里已经是这个流浪了是几十年。
God has been leading them to the promised land, but they have been resisting God and disobeying God and not trusting God.
但是在这40年，他们是一路这样来到是违背神。
And Moses was God's chosen man to lead them.
而摩西就是神所拣选的一位来到带领。
And here in the first verses of chapter 31, Moses says, I'm now 120 years old.
现在在这里申命记第一章那里说，摩西跟他们说，我现在已经120岁了。
I'm no longer able to lead you.
我已经不能够再带领你们了。
Not only is he too old, but it is not God's will for him to enter the promised land with his people.
不单止我是太老，而是不是神的旨意要我带领你们进去。
At a critical juncture of Israel's history, when they really, really needed God's direction and leadership through Moses, Moses says, I'm not going to be able to lead you.
但是其实这段是一件很关键的时刻，以色列人是需要摩西带领他们进入这个应
许之地。Does this not sound like a tragic situation?
大家觉得这个是不是一个 很可惜的一件事呢？
What? Moses, you're not going with us.
为什么摩西你竟然不是跟我们带我们进去？
You delivered us, God used you to deliver us from Egypt. We need you to come with us.
神藉着你来拯救我们脱离埃及，神今天也会是需要你。
We need you to show us how to conquer the promised land.
我们需要你来带领我们去征服这个迦南地。
But there's one thing from this passage chapter 31 that we learn,is that it's okay. It's okay that Moses is not going with them.
在31章里面，摩西跟他说是没问题的。
Well, why is it all right? Why do they not need to worry that Moses is not going with them?
但是其实为什么他们这么担心摩西不跟我们一起进去呢？
That we learn from this passage that while Moses was loved by God and was God's chosen servant,
我们在这段的经文看到，当虽然是摩西是神所拣选所爱的一位带领他进入。
Ultimately, at the end of the day, God did not require Moses in order to accomplish his purposes.
但是最终这个地方，神是不需要摩西来到带领他。
Let me ask you this morning, who was Israel's leader?
我今天问大家一个问题，究竟哪一个是以色列人那个的带领者？
Who was Israel's real leader?
究竟哪一个是他真正的带领者呢？
Jehovah God, Yahweh, Jehovah God, Yahweh was their real leader.
耶和华才是那位真正的带领者。
Not Moses.
并不是摩西。
God used Moses, but the real leader of Israelites was God himself.
真正的带领者不是摩西，而是神。
Isn't that humbling for us?
大家觉得是不是其实我们
？That while God chooses to use us, he doesn't require at the end of the day, it pleases him to use us.
当神用我们的时候，其实他是不需要我们的，只不过是他喜悦里面去用我们。
I'm grateful to serve him here at this church.
我是很感恩我能够在这间教会来到侍奉。
But God really doesn't need me.
其实大神其实是不需要
我。But it pleases him to call me to partner with him.
只不过是在他喜悦里面他呼召我。
Yahweh was Israel's real leader.
耶和华才是以色列的真正的带领。
And Moses humbly gets the correct perspective here and tells the people of Israel that this is the fact.
而摩西真的领会神这个意思，他是告诉以色列人，其实他们不需要他带领他们进去。
God tells him verse 3 that God will lead the way.
在第三节里面，神告诉他们，我会亲自带领你们。
In verse 3-5, it is God who will destroy the hostile nations.
在第三节、第五节，神告诉他们，神会亲自为他们灭绝当地的居民。
And because of his commitments, his purposes, in verse 6, it is God who will never fail his people nor forsake them.
神十字在第六节那里告诉他们，我一定会是带领你们，你们不需要。
Ultimately, it is God who will accomplish his purposes. God will do it.
最后其实是神自己亲自成就他的旨意。
But wait.
但等一等。
Before you think that in our Christian lives that you and I really don't have much of an important role, that God is going to do everything. If he purposed something that he will just do it, maybe you think that from this passage, it's not true.
但是当大家要想一想，当我们以为我们其实不需要做什么，神能够为我们做一切的时候，
And this is what the word of God tells us. On the one side, he will destroy the nations living there, the word says
here.
Who is he?
究竟他是誰呢?
The Lord God.
他是神.
So verse 3, in the beginning of verse 3, we read that the Lord your God himself will cross over ahead of you. He will destroy the nations living there.
第三節那裡說神,
he repeats again in verse 4 at the beginning, the Lord, it is the Lord who will destroy the nations living in the land. But in the beginning of verse 4, we see this, even though it's God who will destroy the nations, even though it is the Lord who will destroy the nations, it is you who will take possession of the land.
雖然是神為你滅絕當地居民,但是他是以色列子民,你們自己擁有的地方。究竟你,神說你的時候是誰呢?
It is the people of God.
就是神的子民。
And the called out servant Joshua.
神是呼召他的仆人。
God will destroy the nations, God will accomplish his purpose, but you must take possession of the land. There's this relationship between what God does and what we do. And so God gives his people a call to obey. God gives you and I a call to obey. And this is the first thing that he wants to say to us this morning. He says, I will lead you. God knows our hearts. God knows that there's often times in our lives that we feel the need for direction and for wisdom and to know which way to go, what to do. God says, I will lead you. I will show the way.
神說我會帶領你,
let me interact with you a little bit. What are some examples of what God has called us to do and to be?
究竟有什麼例子神曾經是呼召我們去做的呢?
Today in our lives as believers here in 2014, what are some things that God has called us together as his people and you individually as his child? As his follower of Jesus Christ, what are some things that he's called you to do or to be? Can we have some examples from the floor? To worship him. And not just in church, but worship him all of our lives.
We're
called to live our lives as a sacrifice of worship every day, every moment. What else? What else has God called us to do and to be? To follow Him. To follow Him in our life and not to follow ourselves. We will certainly, dear sister, have many desires of our own that we want to follow. Many agendas that the people of the world and our families and our friends and society will want us to follow, but Jesus says, follow me.
We're definitely called to be
devoted disciples of Jesus Christ in every detail of our lives. Yes. Are there other examples of what we're called to do and to be?
To be faithful and to be good.
Be faithful. So these are a few examples, but scripture is full of examples of what God has called us to be. In Matthew 5:13, we're called to be salt and light of the world. As we live out the character that God's people are to live out and the good deeds that are expressed in our lives, we point people to praise the Father in heaven. John 15:16, Jesus says, I chose you, I appointed you to go and bear lasting fruit.
在人群中来为我结果子。
God has called us to bear spiritual lasting fruit for the kingdom of God.
神是呼召我们为祂结果子，为着祂的国来到结果子。
Jesus confirms in John chapter 14 that everything you've seen me do, you're going to do greater things.
在约翰福音14章那里，主对祂的门徒说，你们见到我做什么，你们都要做同样的事情。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, 19-20, we're called to be the ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
在哥林多后书那里甚至说，我们被呼召来为祂作神那个的。
We're called to go into a broken world, into our neighborhoods, into our workplaces, and as if God were pleading through us, come back to God. We are ambassadors of this amazing message of reconciliation. In Matthew 6:33, we're called to seek the kingdom of God above everything else and live a righteous life. In Matthew 28, we're called at the Great Commission to go and make disciples of all nations. We're called not only to baptize them, but we're also called to teach them everything Jesus commanded them. And on top of all that, God has a calling for you, for your personal life.
在这些经文的以上，神亦都是很独特地来呼召你们每一个。
I believe that if we're listening,
我相信如果我们是能够聆听得到的话，
you and I will come to understand how our individual life fits into the plan of God.
我们就能够知道我们每一个人能够怎样是配合到神的计划。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10,
在以弗所书第二章第十节，
the word of God says this,
神的话是这样讲的，
that we are God's masterpiece.
我们是神。
He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. That means that long, long time ago, before you even asked a question, before you were born, God has a plan for your life. God has prepared something for you and for me for the glory of His name.
为你和我准备好要是来到
And he wants to reveal this to us.
他要将这件事向我们显明。
And when we come to understand this, it will require courage, it will require faith to follow through and obey him.
当我们真的明白他的话的时候，我们很需要有这个勇敢，我们很需要有信心来跟随他。
Let me invite you to ask yourself a very honest question.
我愿意来在这里 问大家一个很坦白的问题，一个很诚实的问题。
When you leave church today and you enter your week tomorrow morning from Monday to Saturday,
当大家今天来到这个教会是开始星期一的工作的时候，
Does the life that you live, the life that you lead require you to say, God, I really need courage, I really need faith to do this?
大家觉不觉得你在礼拜一开始活的生活是很需要神将这个勇气和信心给你呢？
Does the way you live make you feel that you have a great need for courage and faith?
你所过的生活你觉不觉得很需要有这个勇敢来到过呢？
I'm talking about here understanding what God has purpose for you, what God's called you to do and to be.
我这样说是要究竟神是呼召我们每一个是为着什么目的。
I'm not just talking about courage to pay the bills.
不是只是说我们有勇敢的心要交我们很多不同的电费水费那些。
Or to put food on the table.
或者是可以能够有东西吃。
There's so many things that we pursue in life, but they may not particularly be that which God wants us to focus on.
在我们生命里面有的要追求，但是并不代表那些东西就是神所要我们追求的事。
I sense that one of the greatest hindrances, I believe, for us as believers today is that we want to be our own leader. We don't allow God the freedom to be our leader.
我觉得今天最大的难处是我们今天不让神做我们的领袖，而是我们要自己来做我们自己的领袖。
We want to do our plans and we want to do our own thing. We say, God, I need your help.To get this done, I need your help to get this promotion or to get to this university or whatever it is that we desire.
我们自己有很多计划，想做我们自己的事。我们只是想神来到祝福我们。我们有想无论想入大学，我们想做哪一份工，
我们
想神成就我们的意思。
But God has a calling for us that may be different from the focuses that we have.
但是神呼召我们更是有另外一个的目的。
God says, I will lead you. I know the way. I will show you what my plan is.
神说我会带领你，我会是将我的计划来到指示你。
And the very great encouragement this morning is that if you are genuinely listening and pressing your ear to the heart of God, He will reveal that to you.
如果我们今天真的留心听的话，我们应该会得着很大的鼓励。
But isn't it true that when we follow God, often we are faced with personal fears and discouragements?
This was
definitely a case that God saw in God's people. Often Satan's key strategies are to put fear in the hearts and to place discouragement because of the circumstances around us. Fear, I'm sure you know that fear is not always bad. I remember that when I was a young father and I took my children to Algonquin National Park.
We
went on a hike to a high place we can overlook the national park.
We were
up at the edge of the cliff looking down very far, very long drop. My legs were shaky, all of us were a little bit afraid to get too close to the edge. But my youngest daughter Eloise had no fear, she would walk right up to the edge. It made my heart beat so fast. Eloise, come back, it's too dangerous. You need to be afraid. Fear is not a bad thing. But the temptation to have fear that immobilizes us, that we give in to temptation to become gripped by fear that we can no longer move forward. This is not God's will for us. Fear that maybe we will fail at something because we failed at something in the past.
Fear
that if I do what God is burdening me to do, what will my family say? What will people think about me? That if I really, really live by the will of God, will God really provide all that I need? And so our fears hinder us from receiving the blessings of God. And sometimes we get discouraged by the circumstances and challenges that obeying God puts us into those situations. It even leads us to panic. You see, as on the eve of the people of Israel entering into the promised land, they were panicking.
In verse 6,
the word says, so be strong, courageous, do not be afraid and do not panic.
第六節他們說,
and so the second word that the Lord has to us this morning is, be strong and courageous.
所以今天神對我們的說話就是,
why? Because I will personally go ahead of you, the Lord says.
Deuteronomy 31, verse 6.
Not only will God show us the way to go, but He Himself will cross over and He will go ahead of us, and I will personally be there ahead of time. And so anything that God asks of us today, we can pursue with great confidence and peace in our hearts. And with His grace and help, we can even be bold to pursue those things. See, true strength is not like the strength of the world. The strength of the world is, they tell us, you need to have a lot of self-confidence. You must work hard to get all the knowledge that you need and be very confident and be competent,
the world tells us.
And with that competence and self-confidence, we feel like we can face the challenges ahead of us.
But in
the economy of God's kingdom, true strength starts, it begins with the recognition of our weakness. It is good, it is a good thing to acknowledge that we are limited. It is good to acknowledge before God the resistance of my own heart and the waywardness of my own heart. And to say to God, I see the smallness of my faith. Would you please help me? Would you please increase my faith? God, I see the significance of what you're asking of me to follow you, to obey you. I need you, O Lord. Please grant me your strength. Please grant me your help, because without you I cannot do this.
Oh
God, I place my hope and my trust in you.
神啊, 我愿意全心来相信你。
And we can say this and we can do this because the first thing we remember here is that God is going ahead of us to do what?
我们能够相信因为神是走在我们前面。
He says, I will go ahead of you to prepare the way and to orchestrate all the details. God is never surprised by any of the circumstances that you face. If you're committed to following the Lord Jesus and doing His will, and you face a difficulty, you face difficult people, you face situations that you don't have the answers for,
and
God is not surprised because He's there already. And here's where I want to insert some examples from the mission field for you. The Lord brought me to this passage because when I came back and reflect on my experience, the Lord brought me to this passage because He said, Victor, I've shown you so clearly, I've shown my people so clearly that I have a plan and I'm going to accomplish this and I've gone ahead of you. As I looked over my personal journal and came back, I wrote my journal each day to reflect on what God had did and what the challenges were, what God was saying to me. I was so impacted in my heart that there were so many situations where it could not have happened if God did not go ahead to prepare the way. I don't have enough time to tell you all the different stories, but I'll tell you a few. That God went ahead of us to Kenya. And when we faced the situation, God revealed very clearly that He was already preparing the way. When we arrived at the mission field, we spent a few days with our team, first of all. Our Kenya mission team really is made up not just of our church members, but of about 17-18 African missionaries. So we spent a few days worshiping with them, a building team with them, and ministering to the community around the church. And this year we intentionally spent a day of fasting and prayer before we enter into the mission field. But as we began the ministry among the Digo people, and we realized that the Lord was blessing. Relationships were strengthening people, opening their hearts to the gospel. On the very beginning, the second morning that we were there, we received some news. So the host pastor there, the African pastor, said, Pastor Victor, I need to talk to you. He says, I need you to tell your team something, because this morning I just found out that the Americans and the British have all gathered all their people and they have now shipped them out. Anyone who's citizen of the United States, that they're removing them. They're asking them to leave.
他们是要 美国 和英国的团队呢, 要他们离开当地。
So anyone who's British or American are told that there's been some new information intelligence that there's going to be a terrorist risk here right now.
所以如果你们中间是有美国或者英国籍的呢，我要话俾佢哋知咧，你哋可以问。
And the pastor said to me, and the pastor said to me, Pastor Victor, they're already on the ferry. All those people are already being removed.
但系我话俾佢知，嗱，嗰啲英国同埋美籍嘅人，佢哋已经系上咗船啦。
He says it's really up to you. Do you want to stay?
佢话。
I was thinking the Americans and the British governments are so on the ball asking their people to move to safety, and the Canadians didn't say anything to us. We felt like the forgotten Canadians, but God remembered us. So I talked to the team member together, and I went each person at a time after we reflected. I asked each of them, do you feel that God is asking you to stay? Do you feel comfortable remaining here in this situation? And one by one, they each said they reflected on it, and they believed that they have no peace in leaving, that they felt that God needed them to stay with this ministry. I was so impressed. I was so grateful. And together with them, I too felt that way, that there was no peace for me to pick up and leave at this time. So that night we returned to where we were staying, and when it was really dark, I think it was like 11:30 at night. I just went outside. Of course, this is not out in the public. This is within the compound of where we're staying. And I found that there was a soldier that was standing at our gate. We asked about it. I was told that the county government had sent a soldier with a machine gun to stand in front of our gate. I was thinking if the terrorists want to do something harmful to us, one soldier is not going to be able to protect us. But you know what the Lord was saying to me is that I, the Lord of heaven's armies, I am standing at the gate. And what I want to share with you this morning is because we were able to sense that God led us to stay, God brought so much blessing in the harvest field. We deepened relationships and community among the Muslim people. Renewed relationships that we began in the last few years. Over 10 people gave their life to Christ. Among a people group that for over 700 years the gospel has never penetrated. You see, God was not surprised that there was going to be this terrorist situation. Actually, we found that after we left, 2 days after we left, the bombing incident occurred. 2 days after we left, there was a bombing incident. So God put his protecting arms around us. Of course, we don't want to just be happy that we were not hurt, because there are people there who were killed, and we need to continue to pray for God's peace in that country. But the message is that the Lord will win his own battles. He has gone ahead of us for his own glory, for his own purposes. He will do it. With regards to home visitations,
关于这个我们是在当地来探访这家庭。
There are too many stories. There's story after story of every single team that went visitations as examples of how God orchestrated the details.
有很多不同的故事，每一个团队都有他们自己的故事。
So I was paired up with a sister from this church, Anisa Chan. And we had about five African team members with us. And as we walked in the hot sun to visit home after home, let me just tell you about the first home. So this Kenyan brother who lives in the area, his name is Opio. Opio is leading. He says, I'm going to lead you to a home of this Muslim woman who wants to come to church, but her husband won't allow her to.
I said, that's good, Opio.
Please tell us some more so that we can understand where we're going, who we're going to meet.
And so we were anticipating going
to the home of this woman. But as we walked, he stopped.
And he turned
around and said, I feel that God wants us to just go to this home here. He didn't know those people. There's no reason for him to stop at that home. So we're his team members, so we said, okay, let's do that. So we went in and greeted the first woman that we saw and found out that she was a believer. She openly shared that I have some things I want you to pray for me for. And so we did that, and we said, is there someone else you can introduce us to? Is there someone else here who lives here you can introduce us to? And so she introduced us to a second woman. We found out she's a Christian too. This is very rare in this area. And she also shares some prayer requests, and so we pray together with her for God's encouragement. And we ask one more time, is there anyone else who lives here that you can introduce us to? Yes, she says, there's this woman, Mary, I want to introduce her to Mary. And Mary comes out, and it seems a little different. Her spirit was a little different. She seemed a little confused as to why we were there. But after about 10-15 minutes of dialogue and getting to know her, she says, I want to believe in Jesus. This was an unplanned home. Opio had told us that we were supposed to go to a different home, but we stopped at this home and met this woman. This woman introduced us to the third woman. We talked together and we said, this could not have happened. We could not have orchestrated this. The Lord, the Spirit of God, led us to this
home.
There was a little girl who was following Anissa around all week. A little Muslim girl who came to the church school, but of course she's a Muslim. And she held Anissa's hand for the week, and we said, you know, we all agreed it must be a great opportunity for us to visit the family of this young girl. The little girl's name is Samira. And so about the fourth day we were there, Samira led us to her mother's home. And our team sat on the floor in the courtyard with the family. And because I did not speak the English, I just prayed. Our African partners were sharing with this Muslim woman and then translating to me what they were saying. But as we were talking with Samira and Samira's mother, we noticed on the edge here, there's another woman, I don't know who she was, but she had a little stool. And she pulled her stool over here, and she didn't even sit to face us. She sat away and she leaned over and listened like this. I kind of noticed over my shoulder. I had my back to her. I noticed on my shoulder that there's this woman kind of listening. But to make a long story short, as we were conversing with Samira and her mom, this woman said, this Jesus he's speaking of, can I also believe in her? So we clever, you want to believe and you want to receive Jesus Christ into your life? And so one of the African partners started to question her and see if she really understood the gospel.
叫她能夠清楚究竟福音的內容。
Wonderfully, Elizabeth, her name's Elizabeth. Elizabeth received the Lord Jesus into her life that afternoon.
很奇妙地，Elizabeth就相信了。
It was not our plan to visit Elizabeth. We were supposed to visit Samaria.
其實我們有沒有計劃去探望Elizabeth?
But God orchestrated the details.
但神就為我們預備好一切。
Isn't it so wonderful this morning that we worship a God who is so intimately involved in what He calls us to do?
大家是不是覺得很奇妙呢? 我們今天所敬拜這位神，祂是為我們預備好我們今天的一切。
He doesn't, our God doesn't just lead the way. He says, I am involved in the details. I have gone ahead of you to prepare the details. And I myself am engaged in this ministry.
是不是很奇妙？神不单止是走在我们的前面，而是他在我们每一个细节里面，他都是很悉心的。Whatever
God calls us to, we can pursue with courage and boldness because God has gone ahead. It should give us courage.
无论是神呼召我们去做什么事情，我们应该带着勇气来到。
Not only do we look forward and be encouraged, but we look backwards and we are encouraged as well.
不单止我们向前望，我们很受鼓励，甚至我们是回望的时候，同样是受到鼓励。In verse 4,
the word of God says here, the Lord will destroy the nations living in the land, just as he destroys Sihon and Og, the kings of the Amorites.
在第四节那里说，耶和华必待他们如同从前待他们所灭绝的亚摩利二王、西王同样。
The Lord was encouraging the people of Israel not just to look forward with confidence, but to look backwards and see the faithfulness of God.
我们心灵觉得鼓励，不单单只是向前，而是我们看到在以往他所做的事。
As they were on the east side of Jordan and now on the eve of crossing over to the west side of the Jordan, God says, on the east side of Jordan, I've already showed you examples of my grace, of my power, of my ability to lead you, of my ability to conquer your enemies. And so we have this guarantee from the Lord Himself, I will guarantee your success if you follow what I ask you to do, because I have been faithful in the past and I will be faithful in the future. But be careful here, this is not success in anything that we do.
但大家要小心啊，唔係話我哋所做嘅一切神都俾我哋有成。
It is not success in doing our own desires and our own will, but success in doing what He calls us to do.
唔係做我哋自己所想望嘅事神俾我成功，乃係做神係預備我哋要做嘅事嗰度有成功。
I hope that even today, as you go about your day, you can take time to think about one or two or three examples of how God clearly showed you His faithfulness in your life.
所以希望今日大家嚟去嘅时候，都可以系谂一谂，究竟有冇两三件事情喺你嘅心里边，神系好想你要做嘅。
And that as you do this, your heart will be filled with encouragement. Say, God, thank you for being this kind of God in my life. I praise you. I give you all the glory.
这两三件事情，神曾经已经在你生命里面做咗，所以你能够思想嘅时候，你系心里边好得着鼓励咧。
And I believe that you're still the same God, and I will go forward and obey you and follow you, knowing that you are true to your word, true to your promises, and you will do it.
以致你能够话，我知道你系信实嘅神，你以往曾经咁做过，我知道你喺将来喺前边，你亦都同样会系咁信实嘅神。
God, the third thing He says to us is, I will neither fail you nor abandon you.
第三样神讲嘅就系话，我必不撇弃你，也不丢弃你。
Not only will I show you the way and lead the way, not only will I go ahead of you and prepare the details and orchestrate all the details, but I will be accessible to you. I'll be beside you all the time. I will never, ever forsake you.
唔单止神走喺我哋前边，唔单止神系能够为我哋预备好一切，而且神话佢要喺我哋嘅侧边。
These phrases that we're talking about here was repeated over and over again in chapter
31.
In fact, it's such a theme that in the first chapter of Joshua, God Himself repeats it to Joshua again. Do not be discouraged. Do not be afraid, but be strong and courageous. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
因为神是与你同在，无论你在哪里，神都与你同在。
You see, God's presence with you is not just something to sing about here, but it's something to celebrate every moment of your week.
所以大家要知道，神同我们一起，不是我们只是今天在教会里面唱一下诗歌来庆祝，而是神在我们每一天生活里面，也都是与我们同在。
as you walk in the will of God, as you walk in obeying God and pursuing what His agenda is, He is always accessible to you.
当我们行在神的旨意里面，行在神的计划里面，神是一定是会与我们同
在。 All of who God is and all of His qualities is for you and with you.
神自己是怎么样，神是怎么做事，祂一定是会与我们一起。
Certainly as we go through life, there are temptations to be worried about different things. And I remember in Hebrews chapter 13 this.
当然，当我们生活在我们的情况里面，是会遇到很多不同的环境。在希伯来书十三章那里有这样说。
In the context of money, of course, a lot of us worry about money.
咁就关于是金钱的事，当然我们有很多时候我们都好为了钱而好担心。
The writer of Hebrews encourages the readers.
希伯来书的作者就这样来到鼓励那些信众。
He writes in verse 5 and 6 of chapter 13, Don't love money, be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, The Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. What can men, mere men, do to me?
希伯来书第十三章第五至第六节，你们全心不可贪爱钱财。要以自己所有的为足，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
This ought to give us a willingness to follow the Lord's ways.
这些经文是叫我们能够是全心的。
And when we face difficulties, to learn to rest in His care.
当我们面对困难的时候，我们很需要有帮助的时候。
There will always be temptation to fear and to be discouraged, but rest in His care, His divine care for you.
一定会有试探，叫我们是丧胆，叫我们是退后。
The fact that God says, I will neither fail you nor abandon you, never forsake you, should enable us to trust in His perfect timing.
但是当神说我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你的时候，
叫
我们能够相信。
Some of you now sitting here, you are pursuing living a life for God.
可能在在座当中有些人 是很想来到。
But in your own understanding, the pieces just aren't fitting together. There's things that you don't understand how it's going to all work out.
但是好像在我们遭遇很多事，好像不能够令我们跟随神这件事发生一样。
God says, I will neither fail you nor forsake you.
但是大家要知道，神是不会丢弃你，也都不是撇弃你。
You can trust in my ways, you can trust in my divine timing.
你可以全心的相信祂，也都相信祂的时间。
So in conclusion this morning,
所以作为一个总结,
I want you to think about what that next step in your Christian walk the Lord is placing upon your heart.
你自己的下一步将会怎么样来到跟随。
What is God calling you to focus on right now in your life?
神究竟现今呼召你是要你追随他什么东西呢？
And some of us say, Pastor Victor, I don't know what God is calling me to focus on.
就说, Pastor Victor, 其实我真的不知道。
So the place to start is in your relationship with God, is to quietly and prayerfully, daily come to God and say, God, what is it that pleases you?
所以第一件事要做就是你静静地在神面前来到祈祷，来问神，
what is,
神啊，有什么我能够取你的？
What is your good purpose and will for my life?
究竟你在我身上的计划和旨意是什么呢？
I promise you that if you have a heart that's open to ask this question, God will show you.
我很肯定，当你这样问神的时候，神一定会向你显明。
God has a calling for every one of us.
神对我们每一个都有一个呼召。
And as we pursue it with obedience and courage and faith, He will be glorified. His purposes will be experienced in your everyday life.
当我们全心来到跟随祂，来到信靠祂，咁神一定会是带领我们。
The Lord says, I will lead you, I will lead the way.
神说我一定会带领你，亦都是显明我的道。
The Lord says, I will personally go ahead of you.
我会亲自的在你前面走。
To orchestrate all the details and accomplish my purposes.
为你安排好一切，为着我的目的的。
I will never fail you, nor forsake you.
我不会撇弃你，亦都不会丢弃你。
I would ask that we bow in the word of prayer, and I would encourage us to recommit ourselves firmly to our God.
我们一起来到低头祈祷。
Let us reestablish today that God, we are your people.
让我们重新再一次建立是与神之间的关系，神啊，我们是你的子民。
And we want to confirm with you, Lord, again that you are our God.
我们要重新的肯定，神啊，你是我们的神。
Lord, please show me all the fears and discouragements I have, and I want to entrust those to you because you are able, you are faithful.
神啊，你向我显明我内心的恐惧和我的惊惶。神啊，我愿意是带着勇气来信任你。
Grant me the courage and the strength to follow you and to obey you.
将勇气和力量给我，叫我能够跟随你。
To the glory of your name.
为着你自己荣耀，你的名的缘故。
I'll give you just a few moments of silent prayer.
让我们大家有一段时间来到安静。